USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Israeli military has stated they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. The conflict, which began with Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 9,000 casualties on both sides. According to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's testimony before a Senate panel today, it's been confirmed that at least 36 Americans lost their lives when Hamas militants attacked Israel's border earlier this month.
It was the deadliest terrorist attack in Israel's history. It was cruel, hateful, and repugnant.
Additionally, there is a belief that a few Americans are among the more than 200 individuals being held as hostages by Hamas. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill doesn't align with America's national security interests. He pointed out that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports combining aid for both countries in one package. Speaker Johnson's bill allocates over $14 billion in emergency funding for Israel, offset by a reduction in IRS funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. A trial started today to keep the former president off the ballot.
That trial started today to see if it's possible to keep former President Donald Trump off Colorado's 2024 ballot. Lawyers for the group that filed the lawsuit say Trump supported an insurrection through his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. His lawyers say even though they're trying to use the 14th Amendment, it does not apply. The trial expected to last through the week. I'm Corey Myers.
And the Texas Rangers are now just two victories away from clinching their first World Series title. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For the third consecutive month, consumer confidence has declined. In October, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped by nearly 2 points. The board's chief economist noted that many Americans are anxious about increasing prices, especially for gas and groceries. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel.
Not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
He told a Senate panel today that terrorist groups have renewed their calls to target U.S. and its interests. Ray's immediate concern is that violent extremists may find inspiration from the conflict in the Middle East and potentially target Americans. The passing of actor Matthew Perry has left his fellow Friends stars utterly devastated. Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer expressed their heartbreak in a statement to People, emphasizing that they were more than just co-stars, but a family. They mentioned they will share more in due time. Kim Kardashian has secured a partnership with the NBA. Her Skims shapewear brand has entered into a multi-year agreement to be designated as the official underwear for the league, along with the WNBA and USA Basketball. Skims recently was valued at $4 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.